Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Buyers & Company. We are live from Cape Air, their brand new office in downtown Decatur. Got a great contest going on with the Cubs cards, airfare, hotel, limo transportation, and all of that. Got a lot to get to. Buyers & Company starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday hump day version of Buyers & Company. We are live in downtown Decatur at One Main Place, the new home for Cape Air. And we are going to have a good time here today. Matt Hall is with me. Are you on two or three, might I ask?
I'm on two.
Okay,
on
just two. Wanted to make sure there. Didn't check that. We have a little different configuration today. Always something a little different. We're out on the road. Enjoy it. We're out on the road every day this week. We started our week at the YMCA for the WSO YMCA Challenge. We'll be wrapping that up with the folks from Team Soy today, finding out who the winner of this challenge, 6 weeks challenge, is. I'm not real confident about our chances. I think it'll be closer than it was against Caterpillar, but we will see today.
Agreed.
As we head to the Greater Decatur YMCA at noon. Couple of the Symetra Tour players are going to be with us. They're going to come along and participate. What a fun day for them. The last day is always fun. We get dodgeball. We get all kinds of fun games, right?
I ran to one of them yesterday. Actually, we'll have an interview up with her later on this week for what we're doing. And she's like, we're working out. That sounds awesome. She's a workout person. She's worked out up to 4 pull-ups now. Her goal is to get to 5 pull-ups. She can do 4 now. She is active, but she's still learning. I told her it's going to be a little fun today. So.
It will be a blast. Mm-hmm. So I'll be picking up in the at the golf course in the new Cadillac Escalade provided by Bob Brady Auto Group, which is sponsoring our whole Hot 25, and certainly the Symetra Tour and the Forsyth Classic part of that 25. Full coverage at nowdecatur.com and the nowdecatur Facebook page. I want to thank Aaron Hatzel, Director of Marketing for Cape Air, for setting us all up this morning here. Mm-hmm. We'll visit with her a little bit later in the program. Huge numbers on this contest that we're doing. I was looking at this. It's on social media. We'll be pulling the winner before the day is over, mm-hmm. Or before the show is over here mm-hmm. this morning. But as of last night, about 10 p.m., the post for our contest for these Cards Cubs tickets, which you can go to nowdecatur.com's Facebook page and find, mm-hmm. It had a reach of about 116,880 people, over 2,074 comments, 1,900 shares, 2,200 likes. You can get in on this by going there now and doing it. We're giving away, it's July 27th,
27.
I believe
mm-hmm.
is the game, Cards and Cubs at Busch Stadium. You're going to get round trip out of Decatur. You're going to get overnight hotel stay in St. Louis. You're going to get limo transportation from the airport to the hotel, and your tickets for the game. It's a great prize.
It's a great prize.
What a great way to go see a game
yeah.
and spend the night. You know, you do that Uber or do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about parking.
Mm-hmm.
Go have a couple of adult beverages. You
yeah.
go to the museum. You can go to all of the great stuff there is to see in and around the game. It's a mm-hmm. whole experience. I love going to Cardinal games now because it looks like what they envisioned when they opened that new stadium. You remember the economy took a turn.
Yep.
Wall Street took a dive, and it really didn't work out for them immediately when they built the new stadium. But now when you go down there and you see Ballpark Village and all of it, it really is what they were dreaming of when they opened the new Busch Stadium.
It's an experience now. Busch Stadium was an experience before. Cardinal fans always knew
going always
to
Busch Stadium
was an experience. But
yeah.
this is, it's a total, it's no experience now with all the things you can do outside of the stadium but still be able to watch the game. Going into the stadium is fantastic. There's never a bad seat out there. They've really done a great job with Busch Stadium. It's so much fun to go see.
It really is. I love Ballpark Village, mm-hmm. and I love the museum. Outside of, I believe, the New York Yankees, the St. Louis Cardinals have the largest collection of memorabilia in sports, and not just baseball, in sports.
Sure.
I think it's New York Yankees, Cardinals. And so that museum is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Hall of Fame there.
Yes.
Always a big deal on opening day. They have all the guys in their red coats. And you remember we were there a few years ago when they opened the museum, and we had the director of the museum on the show because
yeah.
we were doing our show live from Busch Stadium for opening day. And he said, come on up. And he gave us a pass to get up there, and the elevator door opened, and we walked out, and there is Tony La Russa, Ozzie Smith, Bruce Sutter, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, the entire crew, all in their red coats, being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It
yeah.
was amazing.
That's awesome. That's to open the elevator door like that and see that would be just epic. Like, oh my gosh.
The only thing disconcerting about it was Lou Brock's wig in person is, well, It is what it is.
Look, it is what it is. That guy stole a lot of bases.
I love, when I was a kid, I was all about Lou Brock. That was prior to Willie McGee and Vince Coleman and that crew.
Yes.
It was always about Tommy Herr at second base and Keith Hernandez, the Zamboni machine at third. All of those great players. You're going to get down there courtesy of Cape Air. It's going to be a great time. So get to our Facebook page and like or comment. Feel free to share, and you might be heading there in style. Lindsay flew out yesterday on Cape Air to St. Louis and then caught a flight to Washington, D.C. for the big banquet last night. She was there representing all of us, honoring the Crystal Award winners. There are 10 of those given away every year in all of the United States of America. There's, you know, 14,000 whatever radio stations, and WSOY for the third time was chosen to be a Crystal Award winner for our community service. And she was on stage, sent me some pictures last night.
Yeah.
With all of the guys and gals from all over the United States of America. And what's cool about that award is you're lumped into, it's all categories. So you're up against Chicago, New York, Boston, Washington. I mean, there's no market size.
Right.
It's everyone. And last night they were honored in Washington, D.C., and Lindsay was there with our CEO, Beth Newhoff, having a great time. And so we'll have story pictures and all of that to come. In fact, she's at Reagan right now. Her flight out of Reagan delayed, she said this morning. And she was arriving right in the middle of the Capitol's because they won the Stanley Cup. And they had all of, like, downtown D.C., you know, basically shut down for the parade yesterday.
Sure.
So she was kind of concerned about how she was going to get to her hotel.
Yeah.
She said she had a great time last night. So we'll get filled in on all of that as well. It's going to be a big day, big week. We're at the Partee last night for the Forsyth Classic. There's some photos and a story up about that on Nauticator.com. We had a great time. A lot of money was raised. They do the auction. I was explaining. In fact, we were just visiting with Aaron, who said the McGuire sisters, the twins from Ireland, who played at Duke, were on her flight coming in. They came in, and that's going to be fun because they're sponsored, or the one sister is sponsored by, or at least in part by, on her efforts to make her living as a professional golfer by Niall, one of the singers from One Direction. Now, you're going to have to explain. I'm way too old. I mean, I know what One Direction is. They all kind of split up like the Beatles.
Yeah.
I felt bad saying that in the same sentence.
Well, it's a good explanation. It at least makes sense. It's not like you're comparing One Direction to the Beatles. I
mean, no, they're from the UK.
Correct.
And they were together, and then, you know, it was like John and Paul, you know.
Right.
So they split up, or they are pursuing, I guess, you know, individual careers.
Right.
And Niall, who is on tour, was kind enough to offer to the tournament a really cool prize package that they auctioned off last night, which was four tickets to a show of your choice. He's on tour, and then backstage passes and greetings and a really cool experience.
Which would be awesome to see, regardless of if you like him or not.
It's not that I dislike them.
Right.
It's not like something I can say with certainty, like Nickelback. So they might be very good. I'm just saying I'm out of their age range.
That is an effect.
They're not looking for me.
Yes. Exactly right. But still to be able to go and see the experience of that, to see an epic, you know, huge show like that.
Yes.
Be backstage.
And anything
be awesome.
Behind the scenes
yeah.
is fun. Just getting that experience. So there was a number of things. Kevin Verhaeghe, the whole crew from Team Soy. Big news for them, yesterday.
Yeah.
First Mid announced their purchase, or it'll go through. They got to jump through a lot of regulations and all of that. Anytime you have to do anything through the federal government, you know how that works. But they're acquiring Soy Capital Bank. We'll get to what that means, I'm sure have all of those folks on the air with us as we continue. But Kevin seemed very happy about the idea last night, and that news breaking about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. But the folks from Team Soy Capital Bank, and J.L. Hubbard Insurance Bonds were all on hand last night because they sponsored the Partee.
Sure,
everyone was having a fun time. I got there about 5:35, about 5 minutes after the official start time, and I had to park all the way at the very tail end of the parking lot. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people out there.
I actually passed your truck as I was leaving, because I parked closer. I got there. I did a bunch of interviews with some golfers yesterday that we'll put up throughout the week. And as I was leaving, I thought, where did Brian park at? Because I was up in the parking lot there. Yeah. I drive by. Oh, there's the Escalade. Wow, he had to walk a long way.
That's okay. Good for the steps.
It is good for the
steps. Good for the exercise. All right. So the Hot 25 continues. We have our Hot 25 all summer long. The 25 must see and do things here in the greater Decatur community over the summer months. And we are Just thrilled. The folks from Bob Brady Auto Group will be with us a little bit later today. And along with Limitless Decatur and Newhoff Media, we're helping to celebrate all those events. And Cindy Dedrick will be with us, along with, I believe it's Drew Gensler will be here today. And we'll be handing out T-shirts and Huggies and having a lot of fun. So you'll look for the overall video we'll put up on Sunday of the entire week, picking up a couple of those golfers to go compete in our WSOY MCA Challenge Day. That will be a lot of fun. So Cape Air Contest is up and running. This is the former home of the EDC here at One Main Place.
Yes, yes. Last time I was in here, I talked to Ryan McCready. Yeah. So it's different.
What a great store. This is a great storefront. And I was looking at some of the great pictures they have out in the lobby there. And just a great answer. Lindsay's had rave reviews. This is the second time she's used Cape Air out of Decatur to connect somewhere else. The big thing with Cape Air, as opposed to previous service out of Decatur, is that they will transfer your luggage, which is a big deal. If you're heading on a trip, you know, you don't have to, like, get your luggage and then go check back in at St. Louis or at Lambert or O'Hare. They'll do it for you. Much more convenient. Great service. And I was reading about them. It's pretty funny. They have a everybody, good companies, I think, have a brand. They have a concept. They have a tactic. They have something that they hold on to. You know, we have community values that we put together for Newhoff Media. You know, those four words that we sort of live under and the umbrella of that and what it means about how we do our day-to-day business. They like to have something, and I'm going to have to get Aaron to help me pronounce this. But it basically stands for make our customers happy and have a good time doing it.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
That's a vision. That's a mission statement. That's saying, you know what, we're going to give you great customer service, but we're not robots. We're going to give you great customer service, and our employees are going to have fun giving you that great customer service. I love that concept.
It is a great concept. Regardless, I mean, I guess airlines can be kind of boring. You kind of run this, you're going to get there, get back here. But to have something like that, to look at me and say that it's going to be, not only is your experience going to be great, but we're going to have fun doing it, I'm all in on for that.
Yeah, and they're big. You know, we just took our trip back in September to the islands of New England, and I just absolutely love that area. And their first flight, they expanded their services across. They started there in New England, Hyannis, Nantucket, New Bedford, Martha's Vineyard, Providence, all these great communities. And if you've never been to that part of the country, I would highly, highly recommend you go. It is a fantastic place to visit, and that's where they originated and started.
Okay.
So we'll tell you all about it, the regions and the cities they serve, and then not only what they do, but what they do in those communities they're in, as we have a guest on today to talk about that throughout the morning. We also have another Symetra Tour player with us this morning. Cheyenne Knight will be with us, and as I said a little earlier, Cindy Dedrick and Drew Gensler from the Bob Brady Auto Group and from the Forsyth Classic will be joining us as well. We also have Skybox passes to give away to the golf tournament. So if you're going to come out and join us Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, we'll be giving those away as well. So we're playing in the Pro-Am tomorrow. The great news is, Jeff, have we had any sort of change? I know you're about ready to do the weather, and I don't want to steal all of your thunder, so to speak. But have we had any major changes over the last 12 hours in the forecast?
Nothing major this time around.
So we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, looking real good, as a matter
of
fact.
See, but as soon as I say that, I feel like I'm jinxing it. I mean, I just...
Confidence.
Okay, it's just been a wild and woolly ride the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
So it looks like most of that has been pulled out of here. Very nice last night. It was a little warm, but dry for the party, which is a lot better than it looked, you know, when we were looking at it Sunday, you know, at 8 p.m. It looked like it could be a disaster the whole week weather-wise. Most of that moving out, and it looks like it's going to be a cool time. At a good time in the 80s and then into the 90s for the weekend. Sunday for our final round, it's going to be hot.
Yep.
We ordered white shirts, and I have never been happier about a decision in my life than it's going to be like 94.
It's going to be 94 and probably humid. I was talking to one of the golfers yesterday, and she was like, it came out in the morning, and it was great, but a little humid. I'm like, welcome to Central Illinois.
Yeah.
Is it like this all the time? Well, it feels like it, yes.
There's generally a breeze at Hickory Point, although there wasn't a breeze to be found Monday in the Platinum Pro-Am. It was just sort of heavy air, sitting there. So we'll find out. It should be fun. All of the videos, stories, photo galleries, everything will be on Nowdecatur.com, part of our Hot 25. I got my new magnets for the car. They're on there and ready to go.
Nice.
The Hot 25.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, on the way out to the golf course and on the way back, an all-black car, which is what the Cadillac Escalade is from the Bob Brady Auto Group, is hard to keep clean and hot.
Yeah, believe
me. Hot. It's hot, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when your steering wheel is air conditioned and your front seats and rear seats are air conditioned and you are all plugged in, man, what a cool breeze. I don't care how hot it is. You can roll down the road in style and comfortable, with the technology.
I can't imagine having my seat air conditioned. I mean, that would be,
it's a great feel. The steering wheel. Just having that nice, that comfort.
That's incredible.
It is. Saw a bad wreck on the way in, up 51, right as you are getting towards Barbeck. There was a I don't know how a wreck like that happens, because one car was turned facing the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. Decatur police and fire and EMTs were all there. I hope everyone is okay.
Yes.
I'm wondering, you know, in an early morning crash like that, I don't know how. I mean, one car obviously clearly was spun around completely.
Sure.
Two-car accident, it looked like. So it's just, you know, yeah. Slow it down and be careful out there. It looked like there was a pretty big impact.
Yeah.
Somebody traveling at a high rate of speed, so be careful out there. Here's Jeff Daly. We're live at Cape Air. Going to have an action-packed show for you here today. Here's your forecast, and I'm going to choose to believe today.
I like it.
I'm just going to double down. I believe in this forecast.
Some clouds out there this morning. Those should be going away. Clearing skies with a high of 86 this afternoon. Clear, 58, the overnight low tonight. Sunny and 85 on Thursday. And then looking ahead to Friday, there is a very slight chance of a shower, a thunder shower in the morning. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high of 89 degrees. It is 71 degrees currently at the studios in downtown Decatur. And your WSOY time is 6:23.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th. To June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tayton Lyle, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com. The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Let me just go on record saying I objected to this song being on the Hot 25 list. I know people have.
Sure.
Jeff, are you a fan?
I've never minded this song. It's okay.
I don't know.
Kind of catchy.
I hear guitars a lot. I'm used to if I
is there a banjo in this? I mean, I think we should make a rule. Oh, yeah. If there's a banjo involved.
Banjo, stand-up bass, the whole bit.
Our whole Hot 25 playlist is available at Nauticator.com. Just go to the It's Hot Bob page, and you can find that playlist. Find your favorite summer songs. We're having people just come out of the woodwork with this.
Sure.
If you want to email me, buyers@WSOYAM.com, share it on Nauticator's Facebook page, whatever you want to do. Get us your favorite summer song of all time. You know, what really reminds you of summer? I have found that it is a timeline thing. I mean, whenever you were young and adventurous and out, you know, and summers really sort of, you know, were a big deal. Mm-hmm. So mine tends to be like somewhere around 1984, but it's not necessarily music from 1984.
Sure.
It's music I enjoyed in 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that might have meant. Like, I graduated from Eisenhower High School in 1984. So you think about, like, being, like, a senior coming out, like, summer year before college and all the, you know, I mean, that's a big time in your life. Summers when you're 50, you know, going to be 52 are just another summer. Unfortunately.
Exactly right.
It's like, okay, it's busy.
Great.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. But back then, it was a bigger deal. So I find that I reach back to sort of those memories. And the Jeep that we had, the Rubicon, the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon that we had the first couple of weeks during the It's Hot Bob Hot 25 really brought back memories, because I had a good friend in high school who had a big Jeep with like great big tires. You know, you had to, like, climb into the thing. And I'm quite sure we were driving around without any seatbelts on or anything else.
Of course.
Back to 1984. And so it really was sort of like this, it just sort of was a trigger, thinking back to all the great stuff. And I remember probably the summer before my senior year in high school, it would have been like Def Leppard or something. It would have been all over the charts. Maybe even Prince, When Doves Cry, you know.
Probably.
Something. Oh, that's a great one. We got to add that to the list.
Yes, you do. Surprising they're on there. Yes.
Yeah.
Them for sure.
See, that's what I'm saying. It just keeps triggering memories.
It does.
So if you have great summer songs, let us know what your favorite is, and we'll put it on the It's Hot Bob Hot 25 playlist for this summer, so that you can be out and about in your Bob Brady Auto Group car, enjoying your summer, and take you right back to sort of your teenage years. So good stuff. We're here at Cape Air. Great grand opening ribbon cutting they're going to do here at 11:30 this morning at their new office at 101 South Main Street, One Main Place, pretty cool stuff. Enjoying getting to meet the folks. Got a lot of stuff to come up. We're going to talk about the World Cup a little bit here today. I have printed a large amount of material.
Okay.
About the World Cup. I love a big spectacle. Nothing better than a big show.
Yes.
I love the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the Super Bowl. I love the World Series. I love the Stanley Cup. All of that pales in comparison to the World Cup. If you just look at the worldwide population and the consumption of this thing.
It's not close.
Yet here in America, no, it's not even remotely close. But here in America, we greet it with a yawn. And I'm not sure why. We'll delve into it. We've got a lot to get to here today. Jeff Daly is standing by with the news live from Cape Air.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. First Mid-Illinois Bank Shares Incorporated and SCB Bank Corp. Incorporated have announced an agreement where First Mid will acquire all of the outstanding shares of SCB, the holding company of Soy Capital Bank and Trust Company, which includes wholly owned subsidiary J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. SCB is a $438 million asset financial services holding company headquartered in Decatur. Meanwhile, J.L. Hubbard is the largest community bank-owned insurance company in the state of Illinois, with gross revenues of approximately $10.1 million in 2017. The Agricultural Services Division is the largest farm manager in the state, with approximately 248,000 acres of farmland under management across 11 states. Bob Smith, CEO of SCB, said First Mid is a perfect fit both culturally and strategically for their customers, employees, and shareholders. The combination creates a larger organization that will broaden and advance the products and services available to their customers. More news after Fox.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Landing in Washington after his trip to Singapore to meet with Kim Jong-un, President Trump tweets, there's no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
North Korean state TV celebrating the summit as a resounding success and highlighting concessions made by President Trump. A newsreader saying the president showed understanding when he agreed to a North Korean request to halt American military exercises with South Korea.
Fox's Simon Owen. A new wildfire near Silverthorne, Colorado's has about 1,300 homes evacuated. A fire that started 2 weeks ago in southwestern Colorado has gotten bigger.
Colorado is facing some long-term extreme drought conditions, and that's certainly helping lead to the situation that we're seeing here.
Public Information Officer Jamie Knight says what's being called the 416 fire is about 15% contained, burning 36 square miles. Fox News, you report, you decide.
WSOY News time is 6:31. Authorities say police officers in eastern Illinois fatally shot a man when he didn't drop a gun after they stopped his vehicle. The shooting happened at about 2 a.m. Tuesday morning after Danville officers responded to a call about a man threatening someone with a gun. Danville Public Safety Director Larry Thomason says two officers spotted the man's vehicle and stopped it. Thomason says the driver was holding a gun and ignored orders to show his hands and leave the vehicle. Officials say the 34-year-old man was from Danville, but didn't immediately release his name. The officers were not hurt in the confrontation. Illinois State Police investigators are reviewing the shooting. In sports, Padres bullpen stepped in to fill a hole in San Diego's rotation. They took a perfect game into the sixth inning for the Padres, beating the Cardinals 4-2 last night for their 10th win in 14 games. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers two-hit the Chicago Cubs 4-0 to take back first place in the NL Central. And it was the White Sox over the Cleveland Indians 5-1 last night. Cardinal baseball for you again this evening as they wrap up that series with the Padres. No pregame. It comes your way at 7:05 this evening. Your next news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media. Media made local.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Claim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
The WSOY three-day weather forecast for the rest of this afternoon. Gradually becoming sunny today with a high of 86 degrees. A clear night tonight, 58 the overnight low. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 85 degrees. And looking at Friday, first day of play at the Futures at the Forsyth Classic. Sunny skies, very slight chance of a shower in the morning with a high of 89. 71 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here at Cape Air. Their brand new offices in downtown Decatur at One Main Place. I'm Brian Byers, Matt Hall with us. Lindsay's taking a couple of day trip to Washington, D.C., where WSOY and Now Decatur was honored at a big awards banquet last night. I got to ask you guys, I'm so clueless on musicians today. She was telling me, hang on a second, Sarah Evans?
Yeah, I've heard of that name, actually. Sarah Evans.
Jeff, any ideas?
I've heard the name, but couldn't tell you.
Hold on. I got to remember who she is.
I don't know. She was performing last night at the banquet, I didn't find out where it was.
She's a country music singer. She's done 8 albums. She's been around a while. I'm trying to figure out what her Suds in a Bucket. You country music people may know that. Born to Fly. God, also
Suds in a, it's like the name of every country song. There's a theme that runs through that entire genre that is really hard to shake.
Sure. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You say that to some country music fans, they're going to know that song for sure. So okay. She's been around a while.
Well, she was there last night. Last time we, Jeff and Lindsay and I all were able to go, the schedule this week was just too hectic.
Yeah.
And so Lindsay was able to just jump out of here literally for a day so she could fly out yesterday. Go to the banquet last night in Washington, D.C., and then get back this morning, get to the airport, fly back, and be back this afternoon. The last time we were there a couple of years ago, the last time we won a Crystal Award, we were there, and Michael Bolton was the performer. They also honored that night, and I don't have any details from Lindsay. We were texting a little bit last night, but it was a long day for her. They honored the actor Gary Sinise for all his work.
Yes.
He's done for the military, and he did a really nice job. who he's a very shy guy. We had him on the show. It was actually this week, you know, several years ago, because he came out to the golf course. It was like one of the Thursday or Fridays that we do out at the Forsyth Classic, because I remember we were in the grill room, and, and so he was in person. He was here for the Rademacher, Jake Rademacher's film, Brothers in Arms, the documentary he did about his brothers serving in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he was the shyest guy you've ever met in your entire life in person.
That's what I've heard. I've heard stories about that. When he's been in town here and there for those things, he's a very quiet, shy
guy. Nice guy.
Very much so.
But he sat next to me. Like, I mean, we were, you know, it's kind of cramped quarters, you know, where we were in the grill room. We've now since moved to the pro shop and we'll be there Thursday and Friday. But, you know, he sat next to me and he just sort of like looked down at the ground the entire time we had the interview. I mean, it couldn't have been nicer. It wasn't anything off-putting. It was just, you know.
It sounds like Harrison Ford and some of these other actors that they make a living doing all these things in front of people, essentially on the screen. But
playing a character.
Yeah, but you get them in front of there. They don't want to talk.
But he did a nice job at the speech. Jeff, I mean, do you remember that? I mean, I thought he did a really nice job.
He did a really nice job. It was a good time. And, he's a great public speaker, but he's very quiet when you're just, like, kind of one-on-one with him.
Yeah. So anyway, it was interesting having like that brush with celebrity twice in my life, where you run into Gary Sinise a couple of times. So we'll get some details from Lindsay on that. And it looked like they had it's always really done in a very nice way. It's the National Broadcasters Association Foundation is the group that puts it together. And we were at the Museum of Architecture and Design, and it was a beautiful room a few years ago. It looks like a similar situation, but a different venue last night in D.C. But, of course, they're going crazy because the Capitol won the Stanley Cup, and they had all of Washington, D.C. shut down yesterday for that big celebration.
And that's interesting because at the same time, Golden State had their parade yesterday as well for their championship.
Yeah.
It was almost two different deals. Three in the last 4 years for Golden State and parade. People were happy, but it wasn't like shutting the city down. Washington, first cup in, 43 years.
Yeah, that was
an epic party.
Yeah, that's the problem with winning and the hard thing about staying a winner. And,
and
for Cardinals fans, you understand this. I mean, your expectation levels change, where in Golden State, that's just what they expect, bare minimum. You're going to win, you know, a title. In Washington, they were just, oh, yes, finally, a title. So it's a little similar to the Cards and the Cubs, you know. And so they certainly had that celebration yesterday. Good for them. I love when a team's able to shake that jinx and finally get it done. But also celebrate Golden State because I'm telling you, as great as it is to win that first one or that first one in four decades, it is so much harder consistently to win those and be just tough year after year. And for them to win three out of the last four is a pretty amazing feat.
It is. They interviewed Steve Kerr after each one, obviously. And the first time it was like a dream. It was like a dream this happened. Then the second one they won, okay, it seems like a little more reality. Now this is really happening. Another title for me. This is incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is tough. I'm telling you, 21 years of having the number one radio show indicate. You've got to constantly sort of be competitive about, because it's easy to sort of take it for granted. And that's just sort of human nature. So you got to constantly be, it's tough. And then you turn into like the lovable underdog, into the hated sort of, then you're the Patriots.
Yep. You're the Patriots. You're the Cowboys in the 90s. You're exactly right.
Matt found a way to throw the Cowboys in there. See that?
That's what I do.
It only took him about a couple of conversations, and he got the Cowboys in there. The Cowboys in the 90s, also the Cowboys, I would say, they were always there in the late 70s, you know, early mid 80s, you know, with Roger Staubach and Tony Dorsett and that crew as well. Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite Cowboy was during that era?
No.
Robert Newhouse.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He was a fullback who was about my height, except he had legs the size of like telephone poles.
Oh, yeah.
And he would just like, it was the funniest guy to watch do anything because he just looked like it was physically improbable that he could even move, you know, just the way he was built. And he was a powerhouse.
Yes.
So I was a big fan. I loved the Cowboys of that era. Not so much the Jimmy era.
That was when I really started watching football more.
Yeah.
So I jumped in on the right around the time when Emmett and Troy and those guys were there. And great to watch. Between them and the Niners.
I'm still a big fan of Michael Irvin. He is, to me, I know he's quirks and all, one of the most entertaining guys to watch on TV still to this day.
Yes.
You know, as a commentator and a guy who is, and he was such a clutch wide receiver.
The playmaker, baby. The playmaker.
Yes, he was. Beyond, the whole crew there.
Man,
all right. When we get back on the other side of the break, Aaron Hatzell is going to join us, the director of marketing for Cape Air. We're going to talk about the grand opening, the new storefront here in Main Place in the One Main Place building. And then, you know, the regions, the city they serve, we're going to find out a little bit about their, background. You know, they're fairly new to the community. They operate a fleet of 88 Cessna 402s, four Britain Norman Islanders, up to 525 flights per day during high season. Last year, Cape Air carried over 626,000 passengers, making them one of the largest regional airlines in the United States of America. They call Decatur their new home. We'll find out all about it when we get back the other side of the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their...
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, Skeff Distributing, Ameren, and Hickory Point Bank. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Ron Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Alumni Club.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tate & Lyle, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com. Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, Jeff Daly, I think you can put Tears for Fears in the Hot 25 playlist, but you got to go Everybody Wants to Rule the World, not Shout. I'm just saying, we're putting together our Ultimate Summer playlist. You can get it at Nowdecatur.com, and it is it's a rather lengthy list. There's more than 25. But we have listeners suggesting their favorite summer songs, a soundtrack to our Hot 25. The folks from the Bob Brady Auto Group will be with us a little bit later today, along with Cindy Dedrick from the Forsyth Classic, and we'll be previewing that. Plus, it was announced this morning that America is going to host the FIFA World Cup in 2026.
North America. So it's going to be in Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
But I got to believe the U.S. is going to be the vast majority of that,
so,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I have Soccer for Dummies, a tactical guide to the World Cup, because I don't – I mean, I enjoy the World Cup, but in America, it's really never – I mean, even though you can go to South Shores or you can go to the out to where Stephen Decatur Middle School is, and there's thousands of kids every summer, yes, you know, doing soccer, it never seems to sort of translate to mass appeal. Mm-hmm. And here in this country, we have a hard time understanding exactly how big an event this is. You add the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the World Series, the NBA Championship, but you put them all together and they don't even come close to the numbers the World Cup will do around the world. And if you haven't traveled a lot outside of this country, that's sports. I mean, everywhere, if you go to Brazil or you go to Italy or you go to Germany or wherever you go, I mean, soccer is it. And so we'll tell you about that because it starts tomorrow, the World Cup. And of course, we're not there.
No, we're not.
Oh, but we are hosting it in 2026. I'll tell you who is here. Aaron Hatzell joins us, Director of Marketing for Cape Air, our brand-new service out of the Decatur Airport to St. Louis and Chicago. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thanks so much for having me today, guys.
It's a thrill. It's great to get to know our new partners in the community. So you guys started in one of the nicest areas in the country, you know, New England. We took listeners to the islands of New England, and we visited, you know, Hyannis, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket. All the places you guys are started at. And so tell us a little bit about the background of Cape Air. How did it all begin?
Yeah, so our journey started 29 years ago. Our first flight was in Provincetown, Massachusetts to Boston. Our founder and CEO, Dan Wolf, will actually be joining us here today in Decatur. He'll be flying in about an hour. And Dan started the airline 29 years ago. With a partner and one flight from P-Town to Boston.
Gotta love these stories.
And,
because this is how, this is how America works at its best. You know, a passion for aviation, a love for something that then turns into a career and a company that employs people and serves people and gives back to the communities they're in. Those are just great stories.
Absolutely. The best part about that story is Dan actually still flies that route,
of
P-Town to Boston,
does, right?
On Saturdays in the summer.
Isn't that amazing? Because that's a passion.
Oh.
You know, I mean, every pilot I've ever met, you know, they just have it's like, I sort of compare it to like every surfer I've ever met, you know, like they don't want to be away from the ocean. You know, I mean, that is their, like, if they are away from that too long, you know, they feel this need to be in the water. And I feel like pilots feel that way their whole life, right?
Yep. Passion for flight.
Yeah. So tell me about Cape Air, and Dan will be here for the ribbon cutting, and it'll be great to be able to meet him. But now you guys service, literally 626,000 passengers last year, one of the largest regional airlines in the United States. What makes you guys unique for people who are just getting introduced to you here in the Decatur market? You're going to serve St. Louis and Chicago. Mm-hmm. One of the great additions to you guys being here is the transfer of luggage, which doesn't sound like, when you just say it, a big deal, unless you travel and you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is much more convenient for folks.
Yes, absolutely. So, like you said, we serve 35 destinations between the Midwest, Montana, the Northeast, and the Caribbean. Some of the most beautiful destinations in the world. We've been here in Decatur now since February 14th on Valentine's Day. We had our first flight, and we are just thrilled to be here. We've had a warm welcome from the community. Like you said, our service is seamless and hassle-free.
All right. Make our customers happy and have a good time doing it. How do you do the acronym for me?
Mocha Hagadi.
Mocha Hagadi. I love it, because you're going to say, and people are going to go, is that Ethiopian? I'm not really sure. No, it means make our customers happy and have a good time doing it. I think all great companies, a sign of great companies, is that they have a mission statement, or they have, you know, an umbrella of a charge of, here's what we are all about. That sums it up really well.
Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about mocha internally and externally, and it is, like you said, it's a philosophy. It's our mission. We love our job. We like to have fun. We want to have fun doing it, and we want to give good customer service to our customers.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
In today's day and age, where there's so much competition, and you've got great big companies, whether you're talking about retail and online, you know, whether it's mom and pop shop trying to take on Amazon, you know, or your regional airline trying to take on, you have to be exactly what your customers want you to be.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. You have to have that extra layer of finesse and customer service, and we really do try and bring that every day.
And it's not necessarily something the airline industry is known for, right?
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
That's a whole different take on it, because sometimes you're treated like a number.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, okay, we don't need you, you need us. You know, that whole mentality, you seem to be go run against grain with that, which I think is really cool.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. From the minute you walk into the airport, you know, we want to greet you with a friendly smile and a good morning.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone. with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone. I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh? CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, 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 Mr. Popular. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
In as safely as possible.
Yeah, everybody wants to get a smooth connection. I know Lindsay's in Reagan right now. I just got a text from this morning that her flight out of Reagan, not you guys, you would be the connection, is delayed, so she's trying to figure everything out. That is, unfortunately, you know, some of travel,
yeah,
right?
It's stressful.
Yeah, so you're there to make sure that your customers have a great deal of fun and also a smooth transition. That's what
absolutely.
People are looking for.
Absolutely. When you check in here to Decatur, I mean, you can't, it doesn't get any easier than going through TSA in a community like this, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, if you're flying out of St. Louis or Chicago, there is no reason at all to drive to St. Louis or Chicago. If you're taking a one-day trip, and I know a lot of lawyers that go to Chicago for depositions, you know, they're
sure.
just day trips. They go up, they use your service because they can work on the plane.
Yeah.
Instead of driving, you know, those are billable hours, which if you talk to an attorney is, you know, everything. So there's another extra couple of billable hours as you're traveling up there. But the convenience, you will literally spend more parking in downtown Chicago mm-hmm. than you will a two-way trip from Decatur to Chicago.
Yep, absolutely. So our fares to St. Louis start at $29 each way, and to Chicago they start at $59 each way. You can't pay for gas and parking.
Can't even come close.
No.
And you can get into O'Hare, take the blue line right into downtown, and
yep.
it is the most convenient thing in the world.
Yep. And then in St. Louis, if you do have a connecting flight, we do actually provide a free interterminal shuttle. So you fly in on Cape Air to Terminal C if you're connecting onto Delta or Southwest or any other airline, our terminal or our shuttle takes you directly to the other terminal, so you don't have to
awesome.
Leave security. So it saves you time, it saves you stress, and your bags come right along with you.
Yeah, and the best thing about that is when you get back home, and that is an amazing thing, because you walk out of the Decatur airport, your luggage takes like, you know, 2 minutes, and you walk out of the airport, and your car is there with the free parking, and you're 5 minutes from home.
Yep.
Nothing better than that. I'm telling you, that in and of itself is worth not going straight to St. Louis or Chicago, because you get back into St. Louis, if your flight's on time, all of those things, and you still have a 2.5-hour drive.
Yep, absolutely. We say it all the time, save money. Spend your time with your loved ones. You want to be home for dinner at night. You're there.
All right, Aaron, stick with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more live from Cape Air. They're doing the ribbon cutting today at 11:30. Brand new office in downtown Decatur, one main place. Got a great, they're just moving in. It's going to be a great public location for them. And we'll tell you how you can book flights on Cape Air when we get back on the other side of the break. Here is Jeff Daly with your 3-day forecast.
Gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high of 86 degrees. A clear night tonight, 58 the overnight low. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 85, and then there is a very slight chance of a shower or thunder shower Friday morning. Otherwise, sunny with a high of 89 degrees. 71 right now in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 6:53.
We are limitless.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest-running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest-running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a 3-day, 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tayton Lyle, Dale South Lake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
While the temps heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot, Mom!
Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought you were going to pay too much for a new car, here comes the all-new Bob Brady Auto Group to save the summer. Now with Cadillac, Buick, and GMC in Forsyth.
It's hot, Bob!
This summer, the Bob Brady Auto Group has partnered with Newhoff Media and the Limitless of Decatur and Macon County to bring you the Hot 25. The Decatur Hot 25, brought to you by the only dealer in Decatur who could deliver something this, well, you know.
It's Hot Bob! It's Hot Bob!
This summer's gonna be a blast. The Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events, the Forsyth Classic Golf Tournament, and the Forsyth Family Fest. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on NowDecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Everybody get up.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, I go with Bruno Mars on any list for the Hot 25 summer songs, right?
Bruno Mars, yes. Not Bruno Mars, but yes.
What, who is it?
This is Robin Thicke.
Oh, it is Robin Thicke. But yes. Did he do it with, who else is in the song? There was somebody else that's with him.
Pharrell.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. See, this is, I'm old. I can't
do
this.
I got you. It's all good.
All right. We are back here with Cape Air and Aaron Hatzell, who is the director of marketing for Cape Air. One of the things I, when I was doing the research about doing the show here today, and I also like, other than your mission statement, is you guys are also about giving back in the communities you serve. You pay your employees up to a certain amount a year to volunteer. It's a big deal for you guys.
Yep. Absolutely. That is a big part. I mean, community is everything. Where we live, where we work, you know, we want to be involved. We want to give back.
So whether that's contributing directly to organizations or things that make the community a better place, but also encouraging your employees to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You find that is a healthy workplace, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people want to work for a company that's involved in the community they live in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why more companies don't figure that out. I mean, it pays back to the company over time because of the camaraderie and the good feeling about going to work at a place every day that cares about the community they serve. It just seems simple to me. Seems simple to you guys. Yep. There's a lot of companies out there that don't get that. So it definitely sets you apart. You guys have also won a lot of awards. I was looking about all the accolades you guys have received over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. You don't just get that accidentally.
No. And not overnight either.
Well, I mean, you're one of the top 10 small airlines in the world, according to Condé mm-hmm. Nast, which knows a little bit about travel. Mm-hmm. Best small airline service, USVI Daily News, best airline schedule. You got Virgin Islands Property and Yacht Reader's Choice Award. So a little company starts out in little islands of New England, and now you're worldwide.
Yep. Absolutely.
Pretty cool stuff. Thank you for being with us today, and
thank you so much for having
us here today. It's a blast finding out about Cape Air. We'll have more guests coming up, mm-hmm. and the CEO is going to be here for the big ribbon cutting. That starts at, what, 11:30?
11:30.
So you invite anybody who wants to come down?
Yeah, come on down. Come say hello. Come register to win a great trip to St. Louis. We're giving away a Cardinals versus Cubs trip for July 27th. Airfare, hotel, mm-hmm. car service, and two tickets in the club level. So food, drinks included. You have to be 21 to enter and win. So.
Aaron Hatz, we appreciate it. We'll take a break. Back with more after the news. Stay tuned. We're live at Cape Air.
Get your news, weather, and sports.